Hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Mirto, and I will be your host for this episode. This interview of the brand new podcast of ESN features a truly remarkable person whose journey has inspired me and I know will inspire others listening to us right now. Kostis Yannidis is the current president of ESN International and someone I've had the pleasure to know from back home. So, welcome Kostis, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you Mirto, and thank you for these amazing words.
How are you doing? How is it being in quarantine at the ESN house?
It's pretty okay, actually. I mean, in the beginning, I was afraid that it's going to be very boring or we're not going to be so productive. But actually, I think it's working well currently. And also, I think it's a nice opportunity, you know, to bond a little bit more with the other board members and the other ESN House residents. So we're trying to find some creative ways while we are here in quarantine. So we do not feel lonely. It's a very nice situation.
That's great. That's great to know. But how would you say it's different now that you have to work from home?
Well, it's different in many ways. I mean, when it comes to our mental health, I think it's better because it's. I mean, we do not work that many hours as before the Corona crisis, but still we have a lot of urgent things to do, and also when it comes to the productivity. Unfortunately, it's not the same because if you have, you know, if you have your own office, you have your documents, you have an environment that you have already been used to work with. But ESN House is also nice. And to be honest, we are making joke between us that we feel a little bit like AEGE or other organizations because they have their office and their house at the same place. So it's now it's similar to us. And now we understand how they feel to work and, you know, live in the same place. But it's a nice experience.
Great. So now that we're talking about this experience, let's go back to the beginning of this journey that you embarked on almost a year ago, because you were elected president of ESN International during AGM Thessaloniki in April 2019.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Now, yeah, so the moment the results came out, you knew your life was about to change drastically, you know, with moving to Brussels and taking on more responsibilities, representing the entire Erasmus student network. So from being a national president to being an international president, how did your position in the national board prepare you? And what is something that you couldn't have anticipated?
Ooh, I couldn't have anticipated many, many things, to be honest. When it comes to moving to Brussels, for me, it wasn't different because I was living in Brussels before I got elected because I was working in the European Commission. So moving there, it wasn't a challenge. So, yeah. It was only a challenge to move from my house to the ESN house, but after that, everything was totally fine. I think my national board, I was for 2 years president of ESN Greece. So I think that this position gave me a lot of experience and, you know, to prepare me for the position of ESN International. For example, I had experience when it comes to managing my own team. I had experience when it comes to taking a position of responsibilities and difficult decisions, and a lot of experience when it comes to advocacy and external representation. However, I couldn't imagine how different it will be to be a president of ESN International. It's a very nice experience. I really like it so far. It has, you know, positive and negative times, but here we are, and we are very motivated to continue working for ESN International and dedicating our time voluntarily for ESN.
That's wonderful to hear. Now, your family has visited you at the ESN house. I remember seeing photos of them like cooking food for you guys and, you know, bringing the Greek culture over there. What do they think about what you're doing?
Mm-hmm, okay. I see that nothing stays hidden in ESN, right? No, it's. I think it was a very nice experience. My parents came together with my uncle and my aunts. It was for them. It was a big shock, you know, to be in the ESN house and see the way that we are living and etc. But at the same time, they really like it to be in a place where I am with other young people from different countries and so on. It was really nice because I made them to cook something for all of us, something you know, a Greek traditional food, and the rest of the board members and the residents, they really liked it. They were quite you know, they have a quite good understanding of what I'm doing in ESN. But now that I'm in ESN International, I think it's for them it's like something that is very far away, and they cannot understand completely what exactly I'm doing. For me, it was the same as the other volunteers, eh? Like their parents complaining about how much time do you invest in ESN and you should do something better in your life and this kind of things. But now that I am in ESN International, I think they understand a little bit better that, yeah, maybe the things that I'm giving for ESN is for a greater good, let's say.
I guess they bring some stuff from home that you must have missed. So what would you say that's a thing that you've really missed from home?
I am a big fan of food, I will be, to be honest. So I miss a lot of the Greek food, the Greek cuisine and so on. And when they came here also, I mean, the fact that they provide us a Greek traditional food, for me, it brought to me many memories and so on. However, we have many opportunities here in Brussels to taste the Greek cuisine and so on. And something that is also good is that many other residents from the ESN house, they also cook from their own traditional food, so we can also taste other cuisines as well.
Oh, that must be so cool. That must be really cool. So I guess that's one thing that's great about living in such an international home. But what about the city of Brussels? What is something that you absolutely love about living there?
Well, the city is very organized, first of all, I mean, in terms of transportation, in terms of living here and so on. And I really like this, we often call it, you know, Brussels bubble, but this is something that it has positive and negative meaning. When it comes to the positive is that you meet a lot of people. And you from different organizations as well. You see young people that they are working also for improving the society through youth work and volunteering and so on. And this is something really, really nice. So I really like this environment here in Brussels. And also there are very nice beers. I wouldn't hide this information from you. I'm very big fan of beers and really enjoying this in Brussels.
Of course you are. Okay, that's great. Now, how hard or easy do you think it has been for you to live with the same people that you work with? Like, has it been easy to separate the roommate relationship from the co-worker relationship?
For me, to be honest, I will speak personally, I don't find it very, very challenging. I actually really like it. And if we want, you know, to distance ourselves or to separate or whatever, we have this possibility. The house is really big and each of us has its own room. And yeah, so if we, you know, want to take a break between between ourselves, this is possible. But I really enjoy living with my fellow board members, and yeah, I think this gives also a bit more the feeling of a teamwork and that we are here doing the same thing all together and so on. So I really like the experience so far.
Could I maybe ask you to talk a bit more about your fellow IB members? I mean, the IB consists of some lovely people from all across Europe. Yes. So now that you know them on a more personal level, can you tell us something about each of them?
Wow. So first of all, we have to say that all of us, we are so, so different from each other, right? Like we have very different personalities in the board, and all of us, we're coming from different countries, different cultures. We have Tayana, who is coming from a very Balkan, you know, environment, very straightforward, very organized and so on. I really like the fact that for us, sometimes it's like she's our mother, you know, putting us in a correct direction and so on. Then you have Joao, who is like so passionate with his southern mentality. He's Portuguese. He's making jokes all the time and so on. And he also brings this a bit, you know, chilling environment to to the board. Then you have Sabina, who is a very huggy person and very a person who shows her emotion very very well and so on. And this is really something that I like. And then you have Kaspars, who is also the voice of Rational in the board. He's so clever and he's always coming to us with things that we may have been never thought before, and he always come with more rationality, I would say. I think each of us completes each other.
Let's talk a little bit about you as a person, mm-hmm. though, because we definitely want to know you a little bit more. And I think that anybody that knows you even a little knows how much you love Erasmus and how passionate you are about it, right? So you've been on Erasmus a few times so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure each time was particularly special for different reasons, but can you share some remarkable memories from each experience?
Well, for me, the first time that I went on Erasmus, it was the best experience, because going on a second or a third time, it's you have different priorities. And when I went on Erasmus, actually, it was the first time that I had the chance to live abroad in a country, live alone and with other people from different environments and so on. So it was really, really new opportunity for me. And I still remember this strong feeling that I had, that I explored and I learned about a whole new world that I didn't know before. And it was a remarkable experience indeed. I remember myself, like the last days of my Erasmus, we together with my friends, we were so emotional, we were so, you know, even sometimes we're also crying. By thinking the fact that this experience has to end at some point, I still remember these strong feelings. But then when I went back to Greece, I said that okay, now I want to do this again. That's why I started to explore different opportunities. Then I enrolled to masters, and I wanted to take this challenge again. And for the second time, I actually went on Erasmus for placement this time, not for studies, which is something completely different as well. So I did my traineeship in Berlin for 2 months. While I was in Berlin, actually, I also met some other fellow ESNers who were doing Erasmus at the same time as me. And it was also a very nice experience, you know, because when I went actually on a second Erasmus, I was already ESNer for a few months. So it was also another layer of experience. And after I finished my traineeship in Berlin, after this 2 months traineeship, I didn't go back to Greece. I immediately went for my third Erasmus. So I went to Sweden. I left from Berlin and I went to Sweden directly to do my studies this time. So I stayed for six months in Sweden. And from all these places, I managed to gather so much knowledge. Like, for example, being in United Kingdom, where everything is opposite, you know, people are driving the opposite way. They are using different measures when it comes to time, money, and this kind of things. So everything was totally different. Actually, I remember that when I arrived for the first day in UK, I remember that I wasn't prepared at all for my Erasmus. For example, I went to charge my phone and I completely forgot that they don't have the same plugs that we have in the other European countries. So
it's a classic trap.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, what I'm gonna do now, and many other cultural differences. I mean, I should have been more prepared there. I mean, this is very common that you should, if you go to UK, that's it. But I was so so nervous, actually. I remember that I was really nervous going on Erasmus. But yeah, after that, everything worked very fine.
Yeah, clearly everything worked out very well for you.
Yeah, it was a very nice experience.
That's great. And I'm sure that during your different Erasmus experiences, but also during your life in general, you've traveled quite a bit. What's your favorite city that you've ever visited and why?
You know, people have asked this question to me so many times, but I really cannot provide an answer here. I don't know what is my favorite city. Well, maybe I will sound a bit cliché here, but I really enjoyed the city that I did my first Erasmus in UK, because it was a very, very small city. And actually, it was the city where many scenes from the Harry Potter were took place, actually. Yeah. So there was this cathedral in Durham. This is the city that I was studying. You know, the cathedral was basically Hogwarts, and it was super,
Oh my gosh.
yeah, that was super amazing. It was a really nice city.
The Harry Potter nerd inside me is just crying right now. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I was so excited when I discovered this.
That's super cool, because like my favorite city that I've ever visited is Edinburgh in Scotland, and one of the main reasons is that it's the birthplace of Harry Potter.
Okay, yeah, no, I totally agree. I went also to Edinburgh, and it's actually similar to Durham where I studied.
Ooh, that's good to know. Now, moving on and still getting to know you a little bit better, can you share a fact about you that very few people know?
Oof, okay. As you said before, I'm very used to travel very often, not only now in ES International, because with the position that I had as a president of ES in Greece, but also with my professional work and so on. So I could say that I travel around 2 or 3 times per month average. However, I have to say that very few people know about this. I'm afraid of flights and planes, actually.
Really?
Yes, exactly. I don't know why, but every time that I'm on a plane, I don't feel comfortable. I mean, at the beginning it was even worse. Now I feel a bit better, but I will say that still I'm a bit of scary of planes.
Wow, I didn't know about that. I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, somebody would not expect the president of ES International. That's
To be afraid of planes, yeah.
yeah, exactly.
So now you can take a break from all the planes for a while.
Actually, yes. Now that I'm saying this, this is also another reason why I prefer to travel by train or by bus. Like, because I don't feel comfortable with the planes, but also I really enjoy traveling by train because you can also work with your laptop and yeah. So I'm very fan of trains when it comes to traveling.
And it's more environmentally friendly.
Exactly, yes.
Now, the next question is about your relationship with massages. Rumor has it that you enjoy massages and that it provides entertainment to the people around you. Can you talk about that a little bit? How did this originate? Like, where did it come from? When did you realize you have such a great love for massages? And of course, who gives the best massages in the ESN house?
Oh, now you're putting me in a very different spot. No, I see that nothing stays in the ESN house, actually, okay. To be honest, yes, I'm very good at people doing massage to me, actually. Yeah, I'm very experienced on that because I express my feelings very strongly, but I cannot tell you. I mean, people, they have to see it live. If you don't see it live, then it's like it didn't happen. But when it comes to who gives the best massages, then we have a very big competition between Sabina and Josipa, I will say.
It is very interesting. We'll keep that in mind for the future.
Yep.
Thank you for this information. I must say, having witnessed that, it's a show. It's a must see in anybody's ESN career.
I'm not going to reveal now how is it, so people, they just have to experience it.
Let's talk a little bit about ESN because we do want to get to know you a bit as a person, but let's be honest, ESN is a huge part of who you are at this point. So, let's start from the beginning. How did you find out about ESN and what is it that made you decide to join?
Well, when I was on Erasmus in UK, we had a similar organization. It wasn't ESN, but they had another student organization that was taking care of international students. And actually, I really liked the fact because I felt like, you know, being in a different country, completely different from my own background, and I felt that I had somebody to take care of me. And I really enjoyed the work that these people were doing there, the students. So when I went back in Thessaloniki and I had all this experience that Erasmus gave me, I wanted to continue having this feeling of the Erasmus. And when I went back, I wanted to explain to my friends how is it to be on Erasmus, but nobody could understand. So I wanted, you know, to share my feelings to other people, but I didn't have anybody who could actually understand how is it to be on Erasmus. And I felt that even my friends, they were in a different time in their lives. So I really felt that I was a bit lonely and I couldn't share this with anybody. And then I discovered that my university, they had this ESN section, ESN Auth, and then I was like, okay, let's try to see what these people are doing there, what is the experience. And then I started joining, I actually joined their activities in September 2014. And it took me 5 months to become an official member of ESN. And why? Because I was only following, you know, activities, going to events, going to parties, going to trips and so on. And I was experiencing how it is to be an Erasmus in my local city. And I wasn't putting so much effort in organizing events myself. So it took me a little bit of time to get used to this experience of Erasmus in my city and then starting dedicating time to organizing activities and etc.
That makes sense, I guess. And then once you did that, the journey was quite a ride. Can we talk about that a little bit? It's like started from the bottom, now we're here sort of thing. So tell us, what was your first position within the network and then, you know, the rest of them?
Well, as I said before, I mean, I joined ESN, but after a few months, after 5-6 months, I went on Erasmus again for my second Erasmus for 2 months and then for the third Erasmus for 6 months. So I returned back after 1 year, like, or 8 months. And then I started having a more, to investing more in volunteering time in ESN. I think my first position, not I think, but yeah, my first position was local coordinator for the national event of ESN Greece, the Crete trip. So I was the coordinator for my section. So I was taking care of the Erasmus students and arranging all the logistics and everything to take them and bring them to the Crete trip. And I remember that how strong experience was this for the Erasmus students, and everybody was thanking me and also the organizer for the Crete trip, and I felt like, you know, I'm doing something that it has an impact to the students. But from the very beginning, I was very, very involved with Social Erasmus, to be honest. I was organizing a lot of events. And back then in 2015, we had, you know, it was the huge crisis, refugee crisis in Europe and especially in Greece. So I was very involved with engaging Erasmus students to provide support to refugees in the refugee camps in Thessaloniki. And that was another very strong feeling on how we can have an impact in the society and through international students and volunteering engagement. But after that, after 1 year, I became the local president of my section. And at the same time, I was the national event manager of the Crete trip that I mentioned before. So I was responsible for organizing the largest event of ESN Greece, and that was a very impactful experience. Yeah, and when I finished my mandate, I already had developed certain skills, and my motivation was really, really high to continue working for ESN. And that's why I applied for becoming the president of ESN Greece, which I took for the second year as well. And yeah, after 2 years of president of ESN Greece, dedicating a lot of time for ESN, I felt like now is the time to move on. And I had the feeling that, you know, I can also provide a bit more support towards this direction. And I felt that I could give something more to ESN. And here I am to this position today.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's a really nice journey to see, like, how you can start from something that is maybe small and some other people can do, like organizing some Erasmus events, social Erasmus events, and then, you know, grow within the network.
I started my path in ESN completely like being, you know, close to Erasmus students, being all the events. I knew so many Erasmus students in every semester, so we had a competition with our fellow volunteers, who is going to, you know, to remember more names in the end of the semester. So I was really engaged with Erasmus students, with events, with everything. And then when I was in the local, but also in the national level, I was still engaged with the volunteers, but also with the Erasmus students. Now in ESN International, it's a bit different. I don't have that much of engagement with international students. I mean, still there are some opportunities that I have the chance to, you know, to talk with them and so on. But yeah, the priorities are very different. So we're focusing on empowering our network to support the international students themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Now, going back to the moment that you were elected as president of ESN International and that huge hug your fellow Greeks gave you, do you remember your thoughts and feelings? And what is something that you take away from that particular moment in time?
Okay, I remember that I had really mixed feelings at that moment. I mean, for me, I thought that this thing, it's not real, right? I'm living a dream or whatever. For me, it was really nice experience when I saw the results and when I saw all of these people coming to me, because it was also a sense of recognition for the work that I had been doing in ESN for so long, and I having these people next to me and hugging me and sharing their feelings with me. Many people were crying. I was also trying to hide that I want to cry, but it was really it was really motivational. So this is, every time that I feel demotivated or, things are very challenging, I'm trying always to go back to this feeling of how was it to be elected in this position and trying to bring this positive environment.
Needless to say, ESN has shaped your life and your future. When did you realize that your path was going to be defined by your ESN career?
Well, when I was a national president, I was at the same time working in professionally in one NGO in Greece in the field of the youth field of the Erasmus Plus. So both professionally and volunteering, I was involved in this sector in higher education, Erasmus Plus, mobility, and etc. And the voluntary work was also completing my professional work, and I felt that this is the direction and the work that I want to do in the future. And until that moment, I was sure that I don't want to continue with my academic path, because I don't know how many people know this, but I have studied something that it's not that common. And every time that I say this to people, they're very, very surprised. So, I studied theology. This is something that I didn't thought back then that I'm going to study. But after graduating, I was very involved in my academic career. That's why I continued for a master and so on. But after the many years of ESN and volunteering, I said that, okay, I don't want to do this. I want to remain in the field, work for the youth field, for Erasmus Plus, mobility. And I want to contribute even more. And I thought, what a better way to continue doing this rather than, continue with ES International and being in the position of the president of ES International.
Yeah, that's right. But for the people who don't know, what exactly is theology?
Well, that's very difficult to describe right now, but... basically, people, they have a very different misleading information when it comes to study theology. So basically, it's about studying in a scientific way different cultures and religions. And for me, I was doing a comparative analysis how the religion is affecting or shaping the society. What are the political implications different matters. And in my master's, actually, I moved on to study something related to religion and politics. So my thesis, for example, was related to the religious fundamentalism and the negative aspects of extremism through religion. And I was researching about the ISIS, because ISIS back then was a very big topic. So yeah, people, they think that if you study theology, you become a priest. But no, this is not the reality.
No, you become president of ESN International, apparently.
Yeah, maybe.
So, as I'm sure you've heard, we are currently experiencing a pandemic that is bound to change the way we receive everything around us. How do you think this will change your own outlook on your life and on your actions related to ESN.
Yes, this is true. I mean, already we can see a lot of effects that coronavirus has to our daily life, but also to our professional life and ESN and student mobility. It remains to be seen how long this situation will stay in place. To be honest, I haven't thought how this will change my personal life. But there are already a lot of implications when it comes to student mobility. So, for example, we know that we should expect, unfortunately, we should expect a decrease on student mobility for the next semester, or also even also for the next years. When it comes to ESN, this situation, I think, also brought some positive outcomes. For example, we see a lot of solidarity throughout our network. We see our communities and the volunteers to be very, very engaged. Every time that we have a call with our communities, we have much more people in the calls comparing to the situation before. And I think that people now are discovering that online communication, online meetings are also something that could be beneficial. Of course, I don't say that we should replace physical meetings, physical mobility or whatever for online, but I think that we can take advantage of it and utilize this opportunity that technology brings us in order to have more online work. So in that sense, I think this will give a positive outcome for ESN, the whole situation.
My next question is about the future of ESN. Now, I want to phrase this in a very particular way, because I know, and I'm sure that if I had asked you the same question 3 months ago, maybe your answer would have been different. But where do you see ESN in 5 years?
Okay, in 5 years, I want to see ESN to grow. I want to see an even more diverse network. I want to provide support to more international students coming from more from different cultures, different backgrounds, and I would like to make the world understand that ESN is a very important organization, and not only in the European level. That's why we are trying to explore and see if there is a possibility to expand our network to other countries, like in the Middle East, North Africa. And who knows where are we going to be in 5 years. But I would like to see a stronger network, a network with providing more opportunities for students, a network that is more visible from stakeholders and have stronger collaboration with universities, the Commission, and other institutions, also from institutions outside of Europe as well. So yeah, I would like to see a more diverse and bigger and stronger network.
It's a very nice vision to have. I want to ask you also, since you've been in ESN for quite a while now, what do you think it is that makes it so special?
This is a very good question, actually. And in my line of work, I'm in contact with so many different student organizations and other youth organizations. And I can see that the feeling is much, much more different. In ESN, we have a very strong feeling of belonging in a community, in a specific organization, that you know that things that you are going to do there are going to help you throughout your life. And we see so many people that after many, many years that they have stopped being in ESN, they still are contributing with different ways. And this is something that I see very rare from other organizations. And I believe that this is also connected with the fact that we are attached with the Erasmus Plus program, which is a very, very strong program, which gives so many opportunities for students. And we are perceived ourselves as the Erasmus generation, and ESN is the leaders of this Erasmus generation, and it provides us a unique opportunity.
Wonderful. I think I can definitely say that I agree with that. It is a very unique network. And our bond that we have with each other is what makes it so special.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I hope now that you're ready for the next part of our little talk, which is a lightning round.
Oh, okay.
So for the lightning round, what I need you to do, just listen carefully to the questions that I'm going to ask and respond with the first thing that comes to you, the first answer that pops in your head.
Okay.
So are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready. Okay, let's do it.
Lightning round question number one. If you could wake up with a new skill or talent, what would it be?
To be able to speak more than three languages.
Great. Number two, what is your favorite food?
Pasta, actually.
Not a Greek food? Oh my
no.
God. Okay. Number three, what is a song that is stuck in your head these days?
Who let the dogs out? Don't ask me why, but this is something that is playing in the Essen house for the past days, so very often.
When nobody can go out? Oh man.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, are you a cat person or a dog person?
Ah, come on, this is not a serious question. Of course, dogs.
I'm with you, man. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry.
Hmm, interesting. Next question. Toilet paper. Do you place it so that it unrolls over or under?
I think over.
That's the only right answer.
Okay, that's. I'm very glad.
Beer or wine?
Beer. I really don't like wine. Unless it is sweet wine.
Okay, good enough. Do you prefer TV shows or movies?
TV shows. I'm a big fan of TV shows.
What's your favorite ESN color?
Magenta.
Okay, and last but not least, who is the best cook in the ESN house?
João. João Vasco, definitely.
Why? What's the best dish that he makes?
Well, I mean, he cooks very, very often for us. Also, Diana, she cooks a lot, but she cooks mostly cakes, so she bakes, actually. But João is cooking more Portuguese food. To be honest, the last time he cooked paella, but I really hate seafood, so I didn't... Not paella, sorry. He cooked bacalhau.
Oh.
But still, I really don't like seafood.
Oh, you know what? It's unfortunate because in his interview he said that that's the one thing that he misses so much from Portugal.
Well, we have our differences, eh?
Yeah. As you said, different personalities, even there, even in food. So for your last piece of wisdom, what is some advice you'd like to give right now to our audience, your fellow ESNers who love and support the network?
I think that I would give the same advice that I give all the time to them, that they should always remember why they joined ESN and how important is the work that we are doing in order to improve the society, to support the international students. And I also will say to them that in this time, in these trying times, all of us we should stay united, and we should stay also very positive and always find, you know, the good things out of a bad situation. And now, seeing the network, how is responding through this coronavirus situation, I'm very, very proud for the way that they have handled this. And this is not only visible in ES International, but the whole world is watching us and they see how viable work we are doing. So I will say to them that, yeah, stay strong, continue doing this amazing job and this amazing work that you are doing. And I'm quite sure that your work will be re-awarded in the end, like after you leave ESN, you probably will have your own job, or you are going to follow your academic path or professional path. So all the skills that you gain from ESN are going to be very, very valuable.
That's some excellent food for thought. Wow. So thank you for spending some time with me today. It was wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you, Mirto. I also enjoyed it.
I'm very glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear you enjoyed our little talk. Now to everybody listening to us, thank you so much again for tuning in. We hope you learned something new about Christus today. And we'll see you next time.